When daf lamed zayin amid beis, b'chein shnei kelim, we had in the Mishnah, we had two cases in the Mishnah. The first case in the Mishnah was that one mafkid gave masayim and one gave amone. Then b'shas, when they were teveya, the mashkin back, each one was teveya masayim. So here the machlokes, Tana Kama and Rabbi Yosi. Tana Kama says you give back a money to each one, and the money is Yemuna Chachiyo Ve'Eliyo. We had a second case, B'chein Shnei Kelim, Echad Yofe Mone, Echad Yofe Elav Zuz. So again, the Tana Kama holds. And each one is Teveya the Yofe, so the Tana Kama holds Noisnes a cotton la echod, he gives the kli cotton to one. Umitei hagodo noisin dmei cotton l'sheini. And from the godol he gives the dmei cotton l'sheini. Rashi says yishabrenu, we mentioned the miri. Well, it means there's not too much of a hefsid in the shvira sakeli, something similar to material, that when you cut off a piece, you're not mafsid the piece that is left over. It is not a large hefsid. And Rabbi Yisi said, him came hefsid arame al kol yemunach ad sheyob elio. So the Gemara says, utzriche. Now why do we need these two cases? One case of Amon and Mosayim, the other case of a Kli Kotten and a Kli Godel. You saw that's the same Achloikes. So the Gemara says, Di Ashminen Ach Kamaise, if we only say the first case of Amon and a Mosayim, Di Komri Rabbonon, so there the Rabbonon said that you return to each one Amon, Mishum Daleke Pseide, but by returning to each one among them, no one is losing anything. But over here, if you have two kelim and you break off a chelik from the kli godol, so the maised is a pseide the godol, that means binished vi, it is worth less than now it's a chelik is nishbar mimenu. But in Mekiyosev learns, you sell the godel. It's also upside it. So I would think, the Tanakam is made to Rabbi Yosi. They will say everything sheimunach. We shouldn't make any hefset to the Baal HaGodel. Yitma Baha. If we'd only say the second case of a Kli Katan and a Kli Godel. Baha Koma Rabbi Yosi. So here Rabbi Yosi said, but everything should be Yehemunach in order to avoid that there should be a hepsid of the Godel. Avo Bahach. But in the case of Mone Mosayim, Eima Moida Leila Rabbonon, they'll be Moida to the Rabbonon, but you'll give each one a Mone. That's why we need both cases. It's the case of Mone or Mosayim. The Mona Masayim is a Chiddush of Rabbi Yosi, but even though there's no Hefsid, and the case of Kli Kotten and Kli Godel is a Chiddush according to the Rabbonah. But the Rabbonah hold that we are Neitel Miteich HaGodel to make the Kotten, which is some sort of a hefset to the Kli Godel. So like the Gemara, what time the Rabbi Yosi mishem hefset haramehu. Rabbi Yosi gives a different reason. Rabbi Yosi says, im kein ma hefset haramai. So according to this reason, it's irrelevant if we're speaking about a Kli Godel or a Kli Kotten or by a Mona Masayim. The time of Rabbi Yosi is, you should say everything should be a munach in order to convince the Rami to be Moide. So the Gemara says, Elo Tabayu L'Rabbona Nitzrech. You're right. According to Rabbi Yossi, I know Shitas Rabbi Yossi. No, the Rabbana says two cases, Mone Mosayim Kli Kotn Kli Godol L'Rabbona Nitzrech. It's meant to tell us that according to the Rabbona, V'loizu Avzu Kton. That means by Mone Mosayim, where there's no hefsid whatsoever, they say Yehimunach. And then they said, by Kli Kotn and Kli Godol, what they did there, even though they're Mitoich HaGodol, Noisein Demei Kotn L'Sheini, which by doing this, there is some sort of a hefsid to the Baal HaGodol. Afalpikein, we do this, so it's Loizu Avzu. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Psei de Godol, what, by a Kli Godol, there's a Psei de Godol, Shal Kli Godol, She Shivruhu, Uch Sheyovai Eliyohu V'yoyma Shal Mihu, and Eliyohu Navi will come, and will be Mavara, who the Godol belong to, Nimtso Mafsid Bishvirosoi, is by before B.S. Elio, we nation Miteich HaGodol, we did the cut Miteich HaGodol, we mafsid the Baal HaGodol. He wouldn't do anything, so when Elio Novi would come, he'd get the Godol Bishle Musai. By now, but doing now, before B.S. Elio, we Miteich HaGodol nation the Meikotten, so this is a hefsid to the Baal HaGodol, Vafal Pikein, we do this. Now, Rashi says, Ushayovai Elio V'yoyma Shal Mihu. Rashi says clearly, what will Elio HaNovi do? Elio HaNovi is going to say that who, the Baal HaPagodon of the who the Baal HaGodol is, where Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Yurim and Baba Basra is Tov Reish Mem brings a machlokes the Ran and the Ritve if an Eidechod is named by Aveide to say that who the Aveide belongs to. Ran says an Eidechod is named, there's no Muchzik over there, the Shomer Aveide is holding it for the Baal Aveide, so an Eidechod is named Levarer who the Aveda belongs to. That's the Shita Sarah. The Ritva says no, to say that's an Edis in Dinimominis, and you need to aid him. So, Rabbi Chanan asks Akasha, so, why is Elio Novi Nemo to be Mavara, who the Baal HaGodol is, who gave the Messiah? He's not better than an Edechot. That's Rabbi Chanan's Kasha. So, Akaponim Arashi says clearly that Sheyavi Elov Yomer Shalmihu, that Eliyahu Novi is named to be Mavara. So, Lecheiru Bimashma Eliyahu Novi, that Arashi holds like the Ran. Eidechot is also named to be Mavara. Now, the Rabbi Chanan is, but what did the Ritva do with our Mishnah at Sheyavi Eliyahu? So, Rabbi Chanan wants to say, maybe when Eliyahu Novi will come, so then the Shakran won't have the chutzpah to say upon the Elio HaNovi, it's mine. So that's what Elio HaNovi is just going to come there, and then when the truth will find out. Bachadachiyovi Elio. I had two ha'oris on this pshat. If we're up to this tkufa at Sheyavi Elio, I don't know if it means, Shmunach b'yod at Sheyavi Elio, Elio Novi's going to come the day before Mashiach comes. I don't know if that day he's going to be Mabara who the Pekdenis belong to. I mean, he has a lot of things to do, to be Mabara, whatever it is. There's a lot of things to do that day. I don't know if that day he's going to be Mabara, and then, when Mashiach will come, I don't know if you need Eliyahu Navi to stand in front of you to ask you I think if the Deirish or Mashiach without Eliyahu Navi, they won't say any Shkarim. I don't think they'll say Shkarim by anybody. It's Yom Hashem Ben Mechefetz. I don't know if you need Eliyahu Navi. The day before Mashiach comes, he has to encounter Leo face to face. And then Bechlal, Mechere, Trias HaMaisim, Mechere will be a little later. So between you and me, we have here a Pekotin that was Giyarshin from the Nifkad was an Elta Zayde, and the two Mafkidim Elta Zayde. I don't know if they're around now. I don't know if they're around. You have Ureiniklich that are here, and I don't know, we're up to three Samesim, so the Ureiniklich don't know anything about it. So if Eliyahu Novi is Nema to be Mavara, so good, so you ought to say it, as long as that is Ureiniklich. But Rabbi Chanan's pshat, according to the Ritva, that I don't know that Eliyahu Navi is coming. We have to tree a sameisim, and the mafkid will be there, and he won't say a sheker. Pshat, listen, the horror is a good horror. Rabbi Chanan, but how did the Ritva learn pshat not see of Eliyahu? So the Mishnah Baita, a mafkid peiris eitzos averoi. A person gave a pekodin of peiris by a chavas. We have a mafkid and a nifkad. A fulu hein avudim, and lemaise will see the becoming nifsad, achborim, chikovin. So lechere, it'd be a svore, let's perhaps sell them, or else the baal peiris, the mafkid, will have a loss. So the Tanna Kama says, lo yigabem, you don't touch them. Rav Shimon Gamliel ha'ima moichan b'fnei bezdin, you sell them b'fnei bezdin, b'mneishu k'meishiv aveda l'baylam. For a Shabbos aveda, that means leaving it the way it is, we'll see this is a hepsit to the baylam. So m'meile, so at the mitzvah of a Shabbos aveda, he should sell them. So kaponim, the Bailam shouldn't have a greater hefset by keeping it by the nifkad, and the recovering will be more recovering, more achilas achborim. Agad saw the Beis Lachem Yehuda brings down from the Miri that says clearly that the whole chiyuv and the Shema, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, is a mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. I mean, it's not a mitzvah al Shema. Al Shema, a Shema is mechuyev to make sure that the Pekodin should remain intact. Whatever his obligations are mechayev, that's what he's mechuyev to do. He shouldn't be pesheya and the shmire. But to sell the Pekodin, and that the Bailam al Kapanim should not have a hefsid mammon, this does not fall into the Hilchus Shomer. That's not an obligation of a Shomer. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was machadish. We'll see why the Tanna Kama is choylik. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is machadish, but there's a mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. And the Nafkamina is, I mean, what if he didn't do it? He didn't sell it according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And there was a hefsid. Will the Shema be mechuyev to pay for the hefset? So if we say it's only in Ashavas Aveda to get in, so a person who's mutalal v'lahoshim Aveda, he's not meishim Aveda, doesn't pay any money. Who's mevatal a mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda. He brings down this amachloikis, the Mogen Avraham and Shar Achronim in Hilchus Pesach. If a Shomer has chametz of a yid, and it's coming right before Shoshishis, and it can come also Bano, but he's mechuyev to sell it. It's going to become worthless. So the Magen Avraham says if he doesn't sell it, he's mechuyev al shayma to pay. And Reiv Achoyle Machoylek on the Magen Avraham, they say this is not from the obligations of a shayma. The shayma is only mechuyev lishma eskuf adova. Let us see Rashi. Avudim, Aydech Borim, Oyrikovim. Layiga behen lomoichram. He shouldn't sell them. Utaima Mefarish Pigmore. Why don't we say the Svara of Shimon Gamliel that Al Tachiva Vashabas Aveide he should sell them? My time. What is the time of the Gemara? What is the time of the Tanakhama? Amar Rav Kahana Adam Reitze Bekav Shaloi Mitisha Kabin Shal Chavere. What means this is a greater toiva to the Bailam, or the Bailam is a greater nichusa to remain with his tvuim, even though a chelik will be nevat to recover or achborim, than to sell the tvuim, and he's ending up with someone else's tvuim. Adam roitze bekab shaloi mitisha kabim shal chaveiroi. So what does Rashi say? Kav shaloi. So this is, if we take the lashon literally, we'll see later the Gemara is mefalpul. If Rav Kahana taka means this literally, it's a lashon guzman. But Rav Kahana is saying that if a person has, he started off with tes kabim, and the shaila is, should you sell the tes kabim? You'll end up with tes kabim shal chaveiroi. Or should you not chepper with these test kabin, or only end up with one kab? So Adam writes the bekab shaloi mitisha kabim shal chaver. So Rashi says, chaviva olav. This kab is chaviv al yedei sha'omal bahem, since he put work into the growth of these pairs. The kav which he'll remain with, who writes a metisha kavim shal acherim, sheyikach b'dmei m'mimkerim. That means if it will be sold, so he'll end up with tisha kavim shal chaveirim. Hagabuche, for 1 minute, Rav Dessler and Michtav Liyov, Chelik Gimel, says that, Gimel, F 13. He says, what's that is a chavivis to something that was omal behem. So, the Besla says, a yidei shehishkiya boy es keichoysov. He put his keiches into the growth of these peiches. The omal boy, royahu boy chelik mei atzmai. So that means that this, that it's not some say a peri, it's not an apple, there's a chelik of his atzmius in this apple. He worked in order that this apple should flourish and grow. So memele, so the chavivis is, there's a chelik of him in the apple. And that's why this is chaviv to him. This is the apple which I created. With that, he wants to say pshat. The Gemara says in the Avodah Zarah, "Mitchila nikres teiras Hashem, ki miseiras Hashem chepzei v'seirosa yege yoimam v'loila." So the Gemara says, "Mitchila nikres teiras Hashem," and later it's called "Achakach nikra teirasoi." So Rashi in Tilim, Kapitel Alda Pasuk Bay says, Misha Omal Boy Nasis Toirosi. That's a Losh Nabrashi in Tilim. It becomes, this is his Torah, the Torah that he was an Omal to understand. That becomes his Torah. That's Toirosoi. That's the same Indian of Odom Reitze Bekav Shaloi. This is Kav Shaloi. He brought about the Gidul of this Kav. So this is kav shaloi. There's a chavivis, there's an attachment to this kav. So Memela Rav Kahane says, so before you sell something, you have to cheshbin, what is the nichus of the Bailam? The Bailam did not want you to sell this. The Bailam wants whatever he can salvage from the peiros that he was omar b'hem, he wants these peiros. Smaila, there's no inyan of a Shabbos Aveda. That's what the Tana Kama holds. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Omar, Chayshinon Shema Ason Hamafkid Trume Umaisar Amokimachem. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak says another svara. Nachman by Yitzhak says that it's dangerous to sell these peiros. That means you're selling the peiros. It could very well be that the mafgid who gave you these peiros used these peiros that they should be tume or maisa, and the peiros he has besoich beisoi, and therefore, so if you're going to sell them, you're going to be marshal the loikrim. That means we have to be chayish. Maybe he made them tumer maisa, and so by selling them, you're being marshal the loikrim. This is the svar of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Meisve, so the Gemara asks a question. Amavkid peiros eitzel chaveroi. Areza lo yigabe. He's not allowed to sell them. Lefichach, therefore, since the nifkad is not permitted to sell them, therefore, lefichach balabayis oisa oisan truma umaisa amokimacha. So the Baraisa says that since the nifkad is not permitted to sell them, so then the mafkid can be assured that they weren't sold. So therefore, the mafkid can make them truma maisa amokimacha. So it seems there is another reason why he can't sell them, and because of this reason, therefore the mafkid is assured that they're kayim. Therefore, the mafkid can make it truma umaisa. So the Gemara says, "Bishloima l'Rav Kahane." According to Rav Kahane, "Haindi diktoni l'fichach." According to Rav Kahane, so it's very good to l'fichach. That means there is another reason why the nifkad cannot sell the peiros. Odom reitze bekav shaloim. So since we have this sibbe that prevents the nifkat from selling the peiros, therefore, the mafkid is now assured that the peiros are kayim, so therefore the mafkid can make them truma maisa adabarachem. Elo Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, mai lefichach. According to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, the chayrit works the other way around. But since he might make them truma maisa, that's why you can't sell it. So the reason of not selling is because he maybe made a truma maisa. And the Baraisa says the other way around. He can make it truma maisa because he can't sell it. So it would seem there's another reason why he can't sell it. According to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Mar Lefichach, Hachi Kama, Hashte De Omar Rabbonon Loi Nasbin. The Rabbonon said, Loi, you shouldn't sell. The Chayshinam were afraid maybe he made a Truma Maisa. Lefichach, now that there's a Haloche, Loi Nasbin. And the reason for the Haloche is because the Chayshinam. Lefichach balabais oisa oisan truma maisa amokimacha. Well, let us first see Rashi, and then perhaps we'll elaborate a little on this Gemara. Zot Rashi, lefichach chayshinam We're afraid he made a truma ma'isa, va'osa l'achilo l'zara. L'fichach, ho'yil va'osa l'moicham, since the nifkad is not permitted to sell it, mishim d'roitza odam bekav shaloi. Ha'rei hein b'chaskas kayomim. So therefore, I can assume it was not sold. And therefore, muta balabayis la'sois and truma ma'isa aperish yesh le'bebeis. So the Gemara says, that's very good, according to Rav Kahane. But according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, my lefichach, isa mechire mishum hohu. You're not allowed to sell it because maybe he made it truma ma'isa. And here it says, he can make it truma ma'isa because he can't sell it. The Tana says he can make a truma ma'isa because he can't sell it. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said he can't sell it because maybe he made a truma ma'isa. So he says, Hashtadom Rabbonon leitazbi, Lechayshinon Shema Oson Hamavkit Trume. הרי הם בחסקה שלא נמכרו ואיסה איסם בלבייס תחומה מייסה. I'd like to say over Arashbe what Arashbe says as follows. Arashbe says that Rashba says as follows. Rav Kahana holds, we're talking about there was a chesor. Hein avudim. The peiris are avudim. Now, if the peiris are avudim, api cheshben, according to the Tana Kame, besides Zaitekeches Boinis, which we will see soon, if the Peiris are avudim, the Sfore Chitzoine should be that he should sell them. The Peiris are avudim, he should sell them, and that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel taught. And if we would go with this Cheshbon, that since they're avudim, he should sell them. So we don't have to be Chayish that the Bala Peiris will make a Tuma or Maisa. Because since it's shchiach that they can be avudim, and the mafkid knows this, so he'll never make it to a ma'isa, because how can I make it to a ma'isa? Maybe it's avudim, maybe it was sold, so maybe I don't have peiros anymore by the nifka. So it will, without zaiteke cheshbonis, the cheshbon should be the way Rav Shimon Gamliel said. Should sell it. And there's nothing to be afraid of that the mafkid made it tuma or maisa because the mafkid is also realistic. He realizes it could be it's avudim and could be it was sold. So how can I make it tuma or maisa? That would be the mishkal vision. Now, so according to Rav Kahane, they said, but there's another cheshbon. There's a cheshbon, but that's right, there's a cheshbon of Meshav Aveda, but there's another cheshbon, Oitza Odom, Bekav Shaloi. So this cheshbon overrides the union of Meshav Aveda. The Bailam wants more to remain Bekav Shaloi. So therefore, you're not allowed to sell it. That's the machlokes, according to Rav Kahane, the Tana Kame, and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't hold of these sentimental values, and he holds it's a zikha greater nichuse to the mafkid. He shouldn't lose the payers which are being hoilach libut. And the Tana Kama holds no. The mafkid is would be happier that you shouldn't sell them. Now, after we have this reason. Now we know that the mafkid will not sell them because we reckon with the sentimental value that the, in order to nifkad, will not sell it because we reckon with the sentimental value of the market. So that's what the Baraisa said. So now there's no chash anymore that it will be sold. So therefore the Bailam can now make it Tumah Maisa. That's what the Baraisa said, Laficha. That means without Zaitike Cheshboines, the Bailam could never make it Tumah Maisa because he realizes it could very well be it's Avudim, it could be it's going to be sold, and so he won't make it Tumah Maisa. But the Rav Kahane said, but now that he knows that it won't be sold, because we warned the Nifkad, that don't make any Cheshboines with Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't touch these payers. So now the Nifkad has this halacha on him that he should not sell the payers. Now the Baraisa says, the Ficha. Therefore, now the Bailam is knows for sure that the payers are still around. Stami takes into consideration what could be was never. I mean, it's we're speaking about that there's recovered this achbarim, and this the market is aware of that this could be occurring. But al kaponim, he is assured that the Nifkat will not sell the payers, if he can make it to Mamais. That is the svara of Rav Kahane. Rashba says, what does Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak hold? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak holds that sometimes there's a chashash. Sometimes, we will see later, we're speaking about Amafkit Peyus Eitzach Avera Afilu Hein Avudim. Now, there's two types of Avudim. There's an Avudim which all Peyus during the year, there's a certain Hefsid which occurs to all Peyus. We are not speaking about that Hefsid because that Hefsid, what's the Meshav Aveda? I mean, you give it, I mean, this happens all over. This is a normal Hefsid that normally occurs. There's no Indian to sell it. This occurs. If it wouldn't be a Pekodin, this would be by the, when all payers have this normal Hefsid. We're speaking about, the Hefsid is a little more than normal. Or in the beginning of the year, the Hefsid is more than normally is. Which is also possible. Now, the Shaila is, because of this Hefsid, which is more than normal, that means the first 2 months we see there's a greater Hefsid, which is not normal to occur. So Rav Shimon Gamliel said, you should sell it. Tam Nakama said you shouldn't sell it. So according to Nachma Yitzchak, why shouldn't you sell it? Because there's a chayshina. What's the chayshina? We're afraid maybe the mafkid was le'ola al-daitoi that this is occurring. That means this could occur that it could be a hefsid more than normal, which would be a reason for the Nifkat to sell it. And if the Bailim would be Masik Adaite that this is occurring, he would never make it to Mesamaisas because maybe it was more than the normal Hefsid and the Nifkat sold it. The Tanakama holds, we're afraid, maybe the Bailam won't make this cheshbon, that which is lemaisa, it's a shchirtik occurrence that could be that it's losing more payers than normal, which is also a milsa de shchiche. Maybe he won't make this cheshbon, and if he won't make this cheshbon, so he won't realize that a situation came about that the nifkad had to sell the payers. So Memele, he won't realize what happened. And therefore, he'll make it to Mesamaisas. So that is why, when Nachmitza calls, therefore, we tell the Nifkat, don't sell the Peiris. Why shouldn't you sell the Peiris? Because maybe the Mafkid doesn't realize, that means if he would realize the situation properly, he would never make it to Mesamaisas. Because he would know that could be the loss is more than normal, and the Nifkat is Mechuyif to sell it. Alf Meshiv Aveda. But sometimes the mafkid doesn't realize that this occurrence could be his occurring. And if he doesn't realize it, so he'll think, Olam kimenhage noig, everything is mistamma good. And therefore, so there's no reason why the nifkat should sell the peiris. So he'll think he didn't sell the peiris. So this is achayshinon v'loyasika daite. But, and he made it to Mesamaisas. So therefore, and if he made it to Mesamaisas, you'll sell it, you'll be Machshel Deloitchem. So therefore, we made a takone, don't sell it. Now there's a takone, don't sell it. Since there's a chayshina, that the some mafkidim might not realize that there's a chesaron occurring, and because of that, the nifkat is mechuyif to sell it, they won't realize it. And they'll think that they won't realize this occurrence. So therefore they'll make it tumas amaisers. So since there are such mafkidim, so we told the nifkat a filu a chesaron is occurring. Don't sell it because could be the mafkid made it tumas amaisers. This is how the Rashba says pshat in the machlokes. Rav Kahane and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Let us see Tosfos. Shema Ason Tumo Maisa Amoke Mach. Hipshe Rabbeinu Tam. Vechi Nechshedu Chaverim Litroim Sheloi Min Amokev. He says, this Hoch Shash is not a proper and hugge to do, to be Mafresh Tumo Maisa Shalom in Amukif, that means that l'chatchile, when one is mafresh truma maisa, the that what he's making truma should be close to him, samuchloi, and that's how you mafresh it. Rashi says he should see that it was a nirkav or was a nevad. About kaponim, there's an inyan that loy nechshedu chaveirem litrum shaloi min amukit kedama beper kalaget beper kama dechula. So memele, so what is the chash of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak? By kama dechum, gabi Rav Meir sha'ochel olo shel yerek. Rav Meir ate a yerek in Beisham. So the Gemara said, oh, Rav Meir ate a yerek in Beisham. So we see Rav Meir holds that Beishan is not from Eretz Yisrael. There's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv to give maisa. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara asks, how do you know Rav Meir holds that there's no chiyuv to give maisa from Beisha? Maybe Rav Meir was mafrish and this yerek shaloi min amukiv. So the Gemara says, v'chinech shedu chaveim litroim shaloi min amukiv. That's the Gemara's question. So we see clearly that there's such a concept that we're not Toyrim Shloim Min Amukiv. Ha'im Rabbeinu Tam, V'hochi Gabi Pekotin, Toyrim B'chshoshe Mu'etes Shloi Yiga Behem, Chayshinon Shemo Be'erev Shabbos Toram Shloim Min Amukiv, V'shori Kedomrinen Be'isha Rabbe. The Gemara says in Yevomis that even though L'chatchila one should not be Mafri Shloim Min Amukiv, the mokim oynik Shabbos. Let's say one has peiris, and in order that he should be able to eat his peiris Shabbos, he has to be mafrish aloy min amukim from someplace else. So the Gemara says, als oynik Shabbos, one is permitted to be mafrish aloy min amukim. Inami, there's another case, kedamrin and bepei kol ma'arvim, meichalei lechava delevedi surah zute dahayne shalei min amukir. It means the Gemara in Erevin says, let's say that I told an amaoretz to be loiket tainim. And then I realized this amaoretz is going to eat his tainim, and he won't be mafresh maisres from them. So I can be mafresh Shaloi min amukif, and this tainim, in order that, so that's an isur zute, in order that amaoret should not be over an isur rab. So my mail is like this. What is Taisus saying? Taisus is saying as follows. That is true. 9 out of 10 cases, I don't have to declare that the mafkid was mafresh shaloi min amukif. Because a chavar is not choshed lahafrish shaloi min amukif. Don't have to clear this. But there are minute possibilities, let's say b'mokim einik Shabbos, or b'mokim to be matzel, someone shouldn't be nitshal b'achilas tavo, that you are toirim shaloi min amukif. So it comes out like this. So the etzem, you'd ask us a shayla, does the nifkat have to declare that one of these minute possibilities occurred? But Nachma by Yitzhak said the nifkat can't sell the payers because maybe the mafkid made it to a mice. So he says, Nakasha, a person is choshe to be mafri shaloi min amukid. So Taisus says, well, there are rare instances that he is mafri shaloi min amukim. So I can't show you about good as rare instances, but why do I have to declare that a rare instance occurred and he was mafri shaloi min amukim? This is a rare instance. The same, Bistami wasn't mafri shaloi min amukim. Why do you have to think of such choshes? So Taisus says, V'hoche gabi pikodin toilin b'chshosha mu'etes shelo yiga v'hem. So there's a Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says as follows. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says that l'gabi pikodin yesh l'sapik kol ma shenuchal L'gabei shalei sheleich yad b'pikod. That means, between you and me, this is Yenim's moment. What right do I have to go and take his moment and sell it? I mean, it's his moment. So I'm saying, so if there's a, so, but I know what the right is, because it's heilach li'ibud, that's the right. But if there's a possibility that he made it through me, And so then I shouldn't sell it, because I'll be machshel the loikrim. So when it comes to Yenim's moment, the hoche gabi pekodin toilin b'chshoshem u'etes. So if there's a slight possibility that I shouldn't sell it, I'm chayish for that possibility, and that's why I'm not allowed to sell it. I mean, since there's a slight possibility that could be there was a need for him to be toyim shaloi min amukim, and then I shouldn't sell it, so mameila yechayish for this possibility. That's why he says toilim b'chshosh matzv leyiga b'hem. He shouldn't chepa with Yenim's mom. Aval b'chulin u'bepeirik olaget, which Tosfos brought cases that normally you're not toyim shaloi min amukif, like cheshinin kivin she'eini pekodin. That means to say that this rare occurrence occurred that because because of this occurrence, a person is toirim shalayim in amukif. But if it's not a pikadon, you don't clear up such things. You say machan roi, and then roi pamim, such a thing will never occur. Utvei amrine beperik zaber, Tosfos says in Sanhedrin, we see even more than this. Ro shavim hitmin mois b'sheida teiva amiklo. The children saw that the father put away money in the sheida teiva of amiklo. Va'omar shel meiser sheini hei. And he said that it's meiser sheini. The father told the children this is meiser sheini mummy. It's mummy shel meiser sheini. I'm allowed to use it. Im kemarem. So if there's a tzad that he just wants them, that he shouldn't use the money, but not, he doesn't really mean what he says. So, I don't have to declare halachically that it's ma'aseh sheini. Alma, oslinin boso roi moi shehim chulen lahokal. That means you see, Amor de Kezach, the father told him it's ma'aseh sheini mummy. And if there's a sforah to say that I should take what the father said with a grain of salt, I don't have to be chayish what he said. And I'm toiler that the money is not ma'aseh sheini, because roi mummin is not mois ma'aseh sheini. Va'afal pi shepira shehim ma'aseh, even though he told. Because Roiv Mammon is not Meiser. So Mameus Atoisvus means by us also, I don't have to declare that the Mafkid made it Tumas Meiser Shaloi Mina Mukke, because Roiv Mammon, this will never occur. So Kochach here, there's a different din. Shaloi Yiga, he shouldn't be Yiga, but Mammon Chaveiroi. That's why here there's a special din. And then Taisus brings another din that without the sibab shalayiga, you're not chayish or beisha shalcha. Tabi motzo kli, vohoye kosabol of kuf kolm, tof trume, vohoye kosabol of loicheshin. That means a person found money in the keli. So if in the keli there was a simin that the money in the keli is hegdish dika money, or trume dika money, it says a kuf or it says a tof. So then the din is that you shouldn't use it. It seems this is special money. But stamazoi, I don't clear. I don't clear. I maybe it's trumi. You don't clear such a thing. You're toilin roi peiris. So al kochoch, pshat is over here, according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, we clear Shema Ason Tumas Tuma Moke Macha, which is a very rare shash, because here there's a new cheshben, Shalayiga Behem, since this is Yenem's moment, so any shash that I could think, which is a sibin not to sell Yenem's moment, I have to think of. Period. For Hoda Amrinon Bahazov, Yisrael Sha'oma Leben Levi, Kur Maisa Lecho. Okay, on the side of things that the Girsa was, a Yisrael told the Ben Levi, I have a Kur Maisa Lecho Biyodi. What does that mean? That Yisrael says, listen, I was Mafresh Maisa, a Kur Maisa, I want it should be yours. Finish. I want it should be yours. Rashoi Lasoi Say Trumas Maisa Al Moke Macha. So it says, they're the Gemara saying Merdike Chedush. I mean, it says, good, I want it to be yours, but the Levi wasn't Koinet. I mean, how was he Koinet? So the Gemara says Merdike Chedush, he told them it's Makiri Kuhune or Tenshalof Tzedek. It has a loche that it's the Levi's already. If the Bailim told them, listen, this school mice is for you, it has a din that it belongs to the Levi, and now the Levi can take this mice and make a Tumas mice on something else. So now Tai says, Akashi can make a Tumas mice on something. Good, and Lomdis it's called this. But he can't be Mafri Shalom in Amukif. What Pshat the Gemara? He can make a Tumas mice. Not allowed to make a Tumas mice. So Taisva says, oh, you have to learn Pshat in that Gemara, Hainu Nami B'Shabosois V'Yomim Toivim. That means if it's Shabbos V'Yom Toivim, then he has to be Mafresh Trumas Maisa Als Oynik Shabbos V'Yom Toivim, so he's allowed to do it Shleim in a Mukiv. V'chein, Agavuchan, the Skash of the Taisva's Rosh brings down Rishonim, that say, Amor Dike Chiddush, that the whole din of Shalom in Amukiv is Davke by Truma and Maisa. But Truma's Maisa, there's no din of Shalom in Amukiv. That's how others found for this kasha. Taisus, it seems, didn't hold like that. But Taisus holds me the Rabbon and it's also Shalom in Amukiv. Vechein ho diktoni besomuch, lefichoch, balabayis, oisa, oisa, Truma, Maisa, Amukimacha. We just learned Habaraisim. The Baraisa said that since the Nifkat cannot sell it, therefore the Mafkit can make it Tume, Tume, or Maisal, Amokimacher. So Taisis Kashwati can make it Amokimacher, Lachayrit Shalom in Amokim. So it means also in a rare case, it's Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontev, he needs it for Enik Shabbos and Yontev. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma Rabba Babachonam Rabbi Yochanan, Machloikis b'chtei cheschoinam. The machloikis between the Tanakame and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said you have to sell it. The Tanakame said you don't sell it. Lo'yiga boy. That's tavke b'chtei cheschoinam. It's tavke, it's still in the boundaries of a normal cheson. Avol Yoisa Michdei Chesroinon Divrei Hakel Meichon Bebez. But if you see that the Hefsid is going, that it's now Yoisa Michdei Chesroinon, so then he can Zichet sell it in Bez. I feel according to the Tanakam. What does Rashi say? Machleike is the Masnissim Michdei Chesroinon. Kederech shar tfuz, kemeshefurish mishnaseinu, lachitim la'oires, tisha chatzoi kabin lekul. That means, in a year, the normal chesoron of a kul is 180 kabin. So the normal chesoron in a year of a kul is 4.5 kabin. That is the normal chesod. Avol me'avudim, yaisa mechdei cheschoinam, afilo rabonim moide diyim kiru bebezni. But if it's yaisa mechdei cheschoinam, afilo rabonim moide diyim kiru bebezni. Now, let us just see Taisvis, we'll get a little picture of what we're speaking about. Machlekes bechdei cheschoinam. Perish Rashi kederech shar tfuiz. V'hikshar ribom v'chi pligi b'mashu, the whole machloikis of the Tanakama of Shimon Gamliel is speaking about a mashu. The b'poches michteches roinon l'kula alme loyimka. Less than chideches roinon, everyone holds, you don't tell. Chideches roinon, you do sell, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, and according to the Tanakama, you don't sell. Yes, Amideches Roinon, I feel according to the Tanakama, you also sell. So it comes out the Machloikis, the Tanakama, Rav Shimon Gamliel is by a mashu. That means in this matzif that is Kideches Roinon, here Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you should sell, and the Tanakama says, you shouldn't sell. But yes, Mechteches Roinon, everyone knows you do sell. Pochsenechs Roinon, everyone knows you don't sell. V'oi, the imkain my time the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. If the Machlekes is Mechteches Roinon, so that means it's a normal chesoron. This is normal. So why should you sell it? What's the time of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? This is a normal hefset. V'yesh loima. So Taisus will enlighten us what's happening in the Mishnah. The pligi shenis chaser b'chodesh oy b'chadoshim yoiser misheregiles lischaser ad oisay hazman. That means if it takes four, and if the normal cheshbon is 4.5 kabin to a kul in a year is a hefsid. So by 4.5 kabin in a year is 6 months is 2.25 kabin. That's normal. Here we're speaking about that, let's say 2 months passed by and it's already 2.25 kabin after 2 months. The pligish and his chasa b'chodesh oy b'chadoshim yaisa misherigilis lischasa ad oisa isman. That means if after 2 months it's 2.5 kabin, so what should I expect further? So memele, so the mafoshim explain like this: the Tanakama holds, look, there was a big hefset now. After 2 months it was 2.5 kabin. But who knows, could be it took the hefsid now, and by the end of the year it'll be a normal chesorin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no, since we see the chesorin, it started off with a greater chesorin, you have to be afraid it's gonna go much further. So now the shail is, after 2 months, there was a hefsid of 2.25 kabit. The Tanakama says it's not a kvelt yet, it's not, you don't know what's going to happen yet. Don't sell it. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, we see a pattern already. Sell it now. Okay. Upligi. So then there's a machloikis. Ad sheyalu achesoren b'chodesh b'shnei chadoshim tisha chatzoi kabim l'ku. But if after 2 months you have already the maximum chesoren of a year, which is Shohu bechteiches choyna l'shona shleima. So we see already, after 2 months, we have already a year's chesorim. Here there's not too much to play around with. So here Rabbi Yochanan said, afilo according to the Tanakama, yimachuyiv to sell.